Following program is presented by the Law Offices of Henry Jacobs, PLLC, and provides information about the law but does not provide legal advice or create any legal representation. If you wish to obtain legal advice or representation, contact the Law Offices of Henry Jacobs at 300-4113 and make an appointment for a free confidential consultation with a licensed attorney. This program does not reflect the views of 790 KNST or its sponsors.
Good morning. You're listening to Henry Jacobs, and I'm Jacobs on the Law here on News Talk 790 KNST. I'm your host, Henry Jacobs, and I'll be with you for the next hour as we explore the wonders and mysteries and secrets of the law here in Arizona. I'm an attorney in practice here in Tucson, Arizona, and I'll be presenting this show every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on this radio station. Now, this show is brand new, folks. Be quite truthful with you. I am, too, when it comes to radio. I've never done a radio program before in my life. So I hope that you folks will bear with me if I seem a little tongue-tied at times. Not that that should ever happen to a lawyer, you understand. Now, I'm very fortunate this morning to have the assistant of veterans, Veteran News Talk 790 KNST producer, Mr. Josh Lang, and I am quite sure that he won't let anything go too badly wrong now, will he?
Absolutely not, Henry.
Well, I'm excited to be here, and we do have a great show for you this morning. We're going to be talking about some important things that I am sure will be of interest to you folks. Now, folks, this is a live radio call-in radio show, and you can call us right now with your questions here at the studio at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. And you can also call our office at 300-4113. That's 300-4113, anytime, to schedule an appointment to come in and get some real legal advice face-to-face. You know, there is only so far that we can go on a radio program such as this, and most folks' legal questions do have a habit of raising a whole lot more questions, and that we cannot do on radio. We do need to get you into the office. So if you feel you have an in-depth problem and you really want to talk about it, give us a call over at the office. If you need legal action right now, you can call us right here on 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. We do have two offices here in town. I'll let you know that. Have one office downtown at 271 North Stone. And that's so I can go to court. And we have a larger office over at 2030 East Speedway, Suite 212. And our telephone numbers, I've said, is 300-4113. And we do also have a website. Now, it's one of these websites, folks, that's sort of perennially under construction. And that's at jacobsbklaw.com, jacobsbklaw.com. Now, folks, I must tell you that I have a slight weakness for lawyer jokes. And it is my ambition in life to become the repository of the largest collection of lawyer jokes in the world. Now, while the good people at the Federal Communications Commission and this fine radio station will slightly limit our selection as to the jokes that we can tell, I do have here a modest beginning for you folks. And it being Sunday morning, I think it appropriate. You see, there was a young couple who were engaged to be married. And they were on their way, on their wedding day, to the church, when unfortunately there was a tragic traffic accident and both were killed. Now, they came before St. Peter and they addressed him and said, "St. Peter, we do have one request, which is that on earth we were about to be married and we would ask that if it is possible that we be married here before we enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, St. Peter thought about that for a moment and he said, "Well, I'll see what I can do. It's rather irregular, but I'll take a look." So St. Peter disappeared for quite some time, a couple of months, as a matter of fact, and the benches outside of the pearly gates are rather hard, but the young couple's faith was strong. And lo and behold, St. Peter did eventually return, and he said, "I have found for you a priest who will marry you, and we can go ahead and do that." And the young woman said, "Oh my goodness, St. Peter, but what if we should not get along and need a divorce?" At which point St. Peter fixed her with a very stern eye and said, "Madam, do you know how long it took me to find a priest here? Do you imagine that I could ever find a lawyer?" Now, this morning, we're going to be discussing several topics. We're going to be talking about bankruptcy, because folks have a lot of questions about bankruptcy these days in this difficult economy. We're going to be talking a little about landlord-tenant disputes, and we're going to be talking about those darn photo radar tickets. Now, I know you folks have questions about those, and I'm going to be sharing with you some very recent legal research that I have done, and I have not seen it in print anywhere, but I've developed my own crazy theory, and I see that we already have a call on that topic. So keep your radio tuned to News Talk 790 KNST and give me a call right now with your questions. Why don't we go ahead and talk with Eric a little bit? Eric has a question about personal injury. Eric, you're on 790 KNST.
Yes, good morning. I'm sorry to kind of hit you with something off topic. I realize this is a brand new radio show. Actually, my question was regarding my son, who was at a neighbor's house. This was a number of years ago. I believe he was about 8 years old at the time. He was on a trampoline. He was jumping. The neighbor's dog had jumped up on the trampoline. Normally, you have the net that goes all the way around. They did have the net, but it wasn't tied off at all. So when the dog jumped on him, he basically fell backwards off the back of the trampoline and broke his arm.
Let me stop you right there.
Yes, sir.
What we're talking about here is a circumstance, I'm assuming, in which you are concerned that this homeowner may have been negligent in some way, failed to do something that they ought to have done. Does that sound about right to you?
Well, that's the first part of it, yes.
All right, let's talk about that for a couple of minutes. I will tell you in general that people owe a duty of care to one another. As we walk down the street, as we do various things, we have to be careful so as not to injure other people. We have to maintain our properties in reasonable condition. Anybody who doesn't observe that duty of care is said to commit a tort. It's a civil wrong, and that means that they can be made to pay money. So suppose this person didn't maintain a net that would ordinarily, the ordinary trampoline owner would do that, and an injury resulted to your son as a result of that oversight, that negligence, yes, then you could go and consult with a personal injury lawyer and possibly make a recovery there. And that's sort of a common thread through all this sort of thing. Was there another aspect to the case that you had?
This happened several years ago. A family attorney had recommended that we wait until he was older to make sure that there wasn't going to be any further injury to his arm. At the time, obviously, we took him to the doctor. The doctor saw him.
Well, Eric, let me ask you this question, sir. How long has it been since this did occur?
About 6 years.
Okay, well, Eric, I have to tell you that if you have not filed a lawsuit on this matter by now, I believe you're done.
Really?
We have limitations of actions here in the state of Arizona, and for a personal injury, it's either going to be 1 or 2 years, depending on the circumstances. So, unfortunately, you probably, as they say in Los Angeles, have no case at this point, sir.
Really, because I was told by the attorney that we had up until he was 18 years old to file suit.
Well, it's so that he can file a lawsuit on his own if he's not yet reached his majority. But I'll tell you, I have a pretty good argument that you had sort of sat on your rights here. He can sue on his own, but I think that a judge could look at that a couple of different ways. But I do thank you for the call, and thank you for calling us here on Jacobs on the Law. And, folks, I want to take just 1 second to talk about our topic of bankruptcy. And we do have an office at 2030 East Speedway, and the number there, 300-4113. And just about everything we do in that office is related to bankruptcy or insolvency. And we had just recently opened that office. It just opened its doors in May. And the reason for it was just the demand. Folks are having such a hard time out there. And I want to let folks know a couple of things. That bankruptcy, you may have heard the law changed 2005, and some folks are walking around thinking, my goodness, it's no longer available. Well, folks, that is not so. Bankruptcy is an available remedy, and we are going to be talking about it. So you need to know that it's available. It does have a few more hoops for you to jump through, but that's what we do here is help folks get through those hoops. Now, I do see a question on line two. Have we got time for another call? Rick on line two here with a question about ethics.
Yes. Are you related to the restaurant family here in Tucson, the Jacobs?
Is that John Jacobs, El Parador?
Yeah, and there's several other Jacobs in the restaurant trade.
Well, I have to tell you that Jacob is singular, and I am Jacobs with an S on
Jacob.
The end.
Jacob. Okay.
So our entire tribe at this moment are all lawyers. That's why I have such good lawyer jokes.
I see.
Did you have a question about ethics?
Well, it's for what it's worth. It's just, you know, there's scoundrels in every profession. And I have a friend, an acquaintance, that's an attorney, and I guess he goes with the damage claims and stuff. And one time he approached me and suggested that I pretend I get injured in my work, you know, at someone's house. I have a business that I have where I visit people's homes and fall off a ladder or something, and we could try to do something with
an
that.
An attorney suggested this to you?
Insurance that covers that.
Excuse me, sir. Did an attorney suggest this to you?
Yes. And he was quite an honorable person in general. I still like him as a person, but it occurred, and I was really kind of disappointed in him. I just told him the truth is I'd be ashamed to do something like that, you know. And then he let it go, you know.
Well, Eric, now I'll tell you what I think about that, and it's very, very simple, which is that attorneys are not permitted to do any such thing.
Right. Uh-huh.
Attorneys are governed by our Arizona State Bar
uh-huh.
and by the Arizona State Supreme Court,
uh-huh.
and we have ethical rules, which are the same sort of ethical rules that you would find a physician, a doctor would have,
uh-huh.
and those are not negotiable.
No, I realize
and
that. That's why I say there are scoundrels.
You do not, as an attorney,
group.
In any way, shape, or form, do such a thing as you describe. That would be a very serious ethical problem. And I'll tell you another thing, Eric, is that if I came to learn of such conduct by another attorney, I would be obligated to report that to the state bar. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. So, and folks, we're going to go ahead and go out to break here. In our next segment, we are going to probably get a little word in edgewise about bankruptcy. So please keep your calls coming to 790 News Talk KNST. And our number here is 880 KNST. That's 880-5678. We'll see you in a minute.